Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
You're listening to the School of Client Attraction. Markwell Russell is the founder of Client Attraction University, a marketing consultancy helping you attract clients on autopilot and scale your business while working 50% less. Quick disclaimer, a side effect of listening to the show is more clients, more profits, more freedom, and more impact in your business. Now, here's your host, Markwell Russell.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Markwell Russell here. Welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. Today, I have my good friend, my sister from another mister, Sierra Say, and she's actually going to break down. She's the top copywriting and messaging coach in the world, and she's helped add millions to the bottom lines of a lot of the top coaches, consultants, speakers in the world. She doesn't really brag about it, but she's the GOAT, right? And she's going to break down how to add millions to your bottom line, how she's helped other clients do it as well, using the power of copywriting and messaging. So let's jump into the interview so she can lay it all out for you right now.
Hey, everybody. It's Michelle Shaw again. I am the Senior Director of Communications here at CAU, and it is my pleasure to be able to not only talk to our students, but today is a really special day because I get to talk to both a student and then a partner and somebody who's crushing it in the game and really crushing it for our clients. And we're just so excited to have Sierra with us that she gets mad when I do that. I don't care. It's like, I can't help it. At least I don't sing the whole song anymore. Right. I sing it in my head, but I don't sing it like out loud to you anymore. Hey, Sierra, introduce yourself to everybody.
All right, guys. I'm Sierra Say, copywriter, messaging expert, resident copywriter and copy coach here at Client Attraction University from Detroit, Michigan, proud college dropout, and marketing nerd at heart. And yeah, I'm excited. I didn't even know I was going to do one of these, but I'm excited.
Well, see, you know, we just pull you out from everywhere. We don't let you hide anymore. That's kind of the rule. You know, I have been the queen of hiding, and, you know, Dre and Markwell is like, yeah, nobody gets to hide anymore. So I think one thing that's so fun and unique about your story is the fact that you were a client first, you know, and then we recruited you and said, man, you did so well and you're so good at what you do that our clients could really be blessed by you. So tell us a little bit about what your business looked like before CAU, before you met Markwell.
It wasn't a business before CAU. So just to give you a little backstory, I always knew that I was really good at what I did, but I still was in like employee mindset mode. 2018, I left my job and I unexpectedly became a full-time entrepreneur. And then early 2019, I realized like the way that I'm doing this, like it's working, but it's not working. So I naturally found Markwell, had a call, didn't enroll, had another call, started thinking about it. Then it was the third, I don't even think it was the third call. I think it was something happened on social media and Marco hit me like, yeah, let's jump on a call. Let's try this again. And I'm like, shoot. So we ended up jumping on a call and then I enrolled. But let me back it up. Before I didn't have a business, I was someone who was a copywriter, literally just hustling from client to client. I had two clients on retainer at the time. And the thing was, I was getting projects and clients, but I was grossly undercharging. So I was wearing myself out, like completely wearing myself out. My clients was getting crazy results. But for whatever reason, mentally, because in my mind, it's like, well, it's only taking me this amount of time. I was still doing the how long is it going to take me times how much I want to get paid by the hour, not realizing that that was completely backwards. Fast forward to now. I have a business, you know, still growing, still learning. And yeah, I think it was last December, Marco actually made a post asking, you know, if anybody was interested. And I'm like, yeah, me. And we had a conversation. I remember it was a late night conversation because he was on his way to a Christmas party. And he's like, if you got some time, we could just jump on the phone. We jumped on the phone. You know, he asked me about some marketing books. And I feel like they were like just random questions. It wasn't even like a real interview. Like, he's like, you know, who's your favorite copywriter? He's like, what marketing books have you read? And, you know, what's your plans and all that other stuff. And New Year's Eve last year, I had my first meeting with, and it's so crazy because I don't even think some of the people, I can't remember their names, but first meeting. And yeah, it's been a wonderful, wonderful, almost full year on the team. I've worked with a lot of high profile people. Marquell is by far the best leader, best partner that I've ever worked with, ever. Yes. On this entire journey. And I tell them all the time, like, y'all gonna have to kick me out. I'm not going nowhere.
I agree. You know, I tell them that, like, I am a lone ranger, right? And yeah, I tease that partners are for dancing. They ain't for getting in business with, you know, not for marrying, none of those things, right? So I feel the same way about Marquell. But one of the things that you said that I'd love for you to expound on is you said that you are charging for how long it took you to do things.
Yeah. Right?
So what was that shift that needed to happen? I know that people watching they think that that's the way that you're supposed to charge. So how do you charge now? And what had to shift in your brain?
So the first thing that I had to realize was I had to understand like the true transformation I was providing for these clients. And a lot of the clients that I got initially, like they had, you know, courses, programs that they were launching, but they weren't converting well. You know, they were sending out emails that people weren't opening. And then I got my hands onto things and stuff just started popping. And when stuff pops, that means you make more money. So initially, like, I didn't realize, like, wait a minute. I think the light bulb really went off when I had one client literally make $27,000 in 24 hours from one email. And over the weekend, that turned into like six figures. And I was like, okay, wait a minute, something not right. So I did raise my prices after that, but I still didn't implement what I learned, what I got into CAU, which was, you know, this is the value of it. This is the real transformation you provide. Like, they hired you because of this, which means their copy, their messaging isn't working. Once you get it to work and they're charging what they're charging, it should be a no-brainer.
Right. And what's that worth to them?
Yeah, definitely.
I think so many people get caught up in I always say following people who are following people who are lost, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you following people who are lost, but you think that, oh, that's the way it's supposed to go. Like, I need to have a 7 at the end. It needs to be 2, 9, 7, 5, 9, 7, and all this instead of really thinking about what is the transformation that I provide.
Right.
What is it? And what is that worth to them? And how much would they invest to get that transformation to take place? That's it. Exactly. Very simple, right? But we think that, oh, well, because it took me 10 minutes to do it.
Right.
But it didn't take you 10 minutes at first. Right? It took you a long time to figure out messaging, even to get in the heads of your clients and to get really into the heads of their prospects.
Right.
Be able to think like them is the hardest piece of messaging. You know, I think we jumped right into what we do, but, you know, if you were explaining copy and messaging to a 5-year-old, how would you do that?
To a 5-year-old?
Yeah, to one of your kids. Like, if you were explaining to one of your boys, your youngest, what you do, how would you explain it?
And so you said to one of my kids, okay, I've never had this question. I know how I know how I explain it to the average adult. Oh, so to my kids, what I would say is, I write. Ooh, that's a good question. Because now I'm like, how do I make it for a 5-year-old? I write words that make people buy stuff. That's exactly what I say to my. I actually did say this to my 10-year-old, like, because he actually wrote, like, created like this little flyer. And like put my name and then he put copy. And I was like, you know, I'm a copywriter. He was like, yeah, but I don't know what it is. And I was like, well, I write words to make people buy stuff. And he was like, really? So, yeah, that That's, and I remember the when I first joined CAU, my I help statement was, I help you create words that that make you money or something like that. And it's terrible now that I'm thinking about it. But but yeah, that's how I would explain it to my kids. I write words that make people buy stuff. And then the messaging piece, I just always tell people, like, that's your angle. Like, that's how you're separating yourself from the pack.
Yeah. But like, kind of like your opinion, would you say?
You said kind of like your opinion?
Uh-huh.
I think some in the marketing world, people call it like your unique proposition, you know, sure. What makes you different. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Well, absolutely. Right. So, you know, because Marquel breaks it down so succinctly, I think mm-hmm. that people think that they can do that, right? Because he makes it look so easy.
Yeah.
And they have no idea. And I giggle, and you know, because he'll say target market and they think they know what target market is. And mm-hmm. so I was on a panel one time with this gal, and so I was asking questions, and I asked her, okay, well, give me an example of a target market, right? And she was stuck. And I'm like, okay, you cannot be a marketing expert telling people that you are, you know, and not be able to explain that like we explained it to a five-year-old, exactly like you just did. Like you can't do that. You can't be out there. But there are so many pretenders or folks that take one course and feel like now they're the expert and that they know that that's why they're struggling too, because they haven't really. It's also why they charge low fees.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they really don't know and aren't the expert in it. But that's awesome. So you meet Marquel, you jump on the team. Well, what is you said your business now looks totally different. What's your favorite part of CAU? I know, you know, the messaging part, but other than that, what's your favorite part?
Like legit seeing people's lives being transformed. Like I love it, especially, you know, because when I came in, obviously there were already some clients, but to see clients go like that I had my first one-on-one with to now drop a testimonial saying like I made 70,000 this month, I made 40,000, like that's my favorite part, like my absolute favorite part. Even, you know, over the weekend, Nicole, one of our clients, Nicole Ambrose, made 100,000. And I'm like, I remember going through her lead magnet video and I kept telling her like, this is fine. And she was like freaking out. And I'm like, this is fine. Like, let's just let it go. She's like, you sure? You sure? I'm like, let's let it go. So that's my favorite part. Like, you know, meeting the clients right after module one, because that's normally when they have to talk to me for the first time, and then seeing them stick to the process and literally change their whole life. Like that is my absolute favorite part.
Because messaging really does change. It changes the game.
Yeah,
you know,
it does.
It changes the game for, you know, it is, I always say it describes your two who's, right? You know, mm-hmm. who you're looking for and then who you are. So mm-hmm. that, you know, you're showing your side and your unique selling proposition if we want to be marketing nerds. But it also, on their side, it makes them say, oh my gosh, you are exactly who I was looking for.
Yep.
You are who I need. You are yes. So it just kind of takes those two who's and puts them together, that messaging piece.
Oh, if I could just, and I think the coolest part is for so many of our clients, they come to us having years of experience in what they're doing and never getting anywhere near the results that they get once they join CAU. And it's like, that's why we're the X factor. Like that, it's like that's when we like stand on the table. Like nobody is better than us at this. We have so many clients. I've been in this program, in that program, and I've been trying this and trying that. And then they come here and apply what we teach them, and it's like game over.
Right. And the best thing that I hear them say, especially since I've been doing these client success interviews, is they go, "I couldn't believe how easy it was." Like mm-hmm. I had complicated so much.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, because I don't think that anybody gives them all of the pieces like we do.
No.
You know, the other programs, they give you this piece because their goal is to upsell you to the next piece mm-hmm. and to upsell you to the next piece. Whereas we give you everything so that you can be successful and now start really generating the cash. And then the next piece for us is to get you to that seven figures. And so now, and then make it hands off for you. so that you no longer just have a job, but you have a real amazing business. So I absolutely love it. Love talking to you. And we are just getting started. You know, let's see, even from the clients that, so even Kevin that's in the group that just posted today, right? So I vetted his app. So his app came to me. I talked to him. I introduced him to the program, said, I think this would be great for you. He was like, really? I was like, yes. And so then he's all done, but he was very nervous. He was very nervous about this messaging piece. It's like, how can he convey this message? Now, he's an expert speaker. He's an expert at what he does. He supports so many other experts in the industry. He was really nervous. So I know you can't tell us exactly what you told him. Yeah. But what was it that you think helped him change the game and have like the, he said, there's too many, his video in the group said there's too many zeros coming in and making him nervous.
I think it's pretty much what I tell a lot of them, like less, like, first of all, all of our clients are super smart and top-notch experts at what they do. But, and this is even for me sometimes. Sometimes when you're too close to it, you see it differently. So one of the things specifically with Kevin, I was like, Kevin, we got to simplify it. Like, I know you know exactly who you want to go after. You know these people like the back of your hand. You work with them, you talk to them daily, but we have to simplify it. And this is a question that, you know, anybody who joins the program that you get all the time, you have to be able to answer a question. What do they really, really want? And then what are they afraid of? Because if you can answer both of those questions in one hook or in one sentence, people are going to be like, I want to see exactly how you can help me, because you answered a question that I didn't even ask you with this one particular phrase. So now let's see, you know, what's the next step? So that, to me, that's really simplifying it. Like, that's it, simplifying it.
See, what you make it sound so easy.
And it's so funny because I always tell our clients on the Wednesday call, like, y'all probably going to think I'm lying when I say this, but this is the truth. And, you know, we tend to use terms and industry words, and we think that the people we want to work with understand those words. They don't. I've had clients, coaches and speakers who make millions of dollars who didn't know what copy was.
Right.
They were using terms like verbiage and wording. When I said the word copy, they like, what is that? And then I'm like, well, the words on the page, they're like, oh, the verbiage or the wording. So you have to get in the habit of like really paying attention to who you're targeting and using the exact same language, and it's just simplifying it.
Sure, man. Well, that's like a truth bomb nugget. Bam. Yeah. Cause so many, I think they like to sound smart. Is that it? I don't know. Maybe I'm being a hater when I say that, but it's like, look, we know you're smart. We know you're smart. And I work with doctors, and it's the same thing with them. It's like, I know you're smart. Look, you have MD after your name. Okay. Or the DR before it, or the rest of the letters. I know you're smart. I know that you can take an exam. You can take information and transform it. Here's what I need you to do though, is I need you to tell me, like, you're talking to my daughter or a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old. I just love that your son said, yeah, you know, that he knew you did copy, but he just didn't know what that is. Right.
Right.
You know, Devin tells everybody, I don't know, my mommy's famous though.
Okay, you ain't lying.
It's like they go, what does your mom do? She's like, I don't know. She just
but you know what? It's so funny because my sister is 25, and a lot of her friends are like, you know, everybody wants to be an entrepreneur in their generation, and they'll follow me and they'll be like, Destiny, what does your sister do? She'd be like, I still don't know. I just know she pays me. Whatever she's doing is working. I don't know. I don't know what to call.
I don't know. And it's like, well, all I know is that you always have your laptop and you've always got it open. It's like, yeah, you know, this is how we make money. So that's always super fun. So what do you think the next 5 years is going to look like for you?
Oh, that's a great. So I'm not going to lie. I would definitely like to make my first million within the next 12 to 24 months. I've learned that I really, really enjoy coaching. I never saw myself as like a coach before being a coach in this program. And I'm starting to like it more than I like writing copy. So I think definitely teaching and training, I'm starting to get a tug to maybe start teaching other struggling copywriters like how to properly build, you know, their copywriting business. Obviously, I'm intertwining with CAU somehow, some way. But like I'm in a lot of Black copywriting Facebook groups and these people are really, really struggling. Like it's kind of sad. it's kind of sad. So that may be a project that I work on in the future. But I definitely think I'll still be coaching and teaching on this subject, still be a part of C8 by that time. I don't know what CAU is going to look like. Right. But I definitely think, you know, no, I'll still be a part of the team. And yeah, that's the short version. By that time, I'll be a for real goat.
By that time, you already are a for real goat, greatest of all time, of course. You know, your ability to look at something and see it for what it is and what it can be is outstanding and amazing. And we are honored to have you. And definitely honored to have our clients at CAU get to meet you. So tell me this, once you got into the program and before you became CAU, you know, how long did it take you to get your first sale?
Ooh, my first sale with using the CAU formula?
Yes.
That's a great question. How long did it take me? I know I enrolled like July 2018. You know what? It actually was within the first 30 days, because one of the things is like Marquel gives so much valuable information and tips that you can implement, you know, either while your ads are running or before you get to that point. And he gave us a 30-day content challenge. We had to post one piece of video content every day for 30 days. By day 7, I had closed like 3 people just from that. And this was still, I was still in that phase of like getting my ad account and stuff rolling, but that it literally took me, it was within the first 30 days.
Wow. It was within the first
30 days. I tell him all the time, like that's kind of what opened up the floodgates for me, that challenge.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, the money's coming, the clients are coming. So then I was like, well, maybe like our clients, well, maybe I don't need to pay for ads. It is like, no, you do. So, yeah, but that was what opened the floodgates open for me.
Sure. They work together and they work together to unlock your organic content. Right. Mm-hmm. So definitely. Your organic content is there and then the algorithm kills it because it says, oh, okay, you know, these 17 people that have been watching it are the only 17 people that want to see it. Right. So then when you open up your ads, then that side, it even allows your organic stuff to go further. But we give them just way too many secrets. Enroll and come on in the program and see how everything works from there. But we are absolutely excited. And even, you know, what do you want to tell Marquel? You know, he doesn't know I'm asking this question.
Oh, what do I want to tell him? You know what? I can honestly say, I want to tell Marquel thank you for number one, being the fearless, selfless, most amazing leader I've ever had in the history of working with anybody. I tell people all the time, I don't even know if I should say this, but I'm going to say it. Marquel put more money in my pocket in 30 days than people that I have worked with in the past, like, And I'm talking about, these people were supposed to be partners with. So I just want to say thank you. If he's very giving, very whatever you need. Yeah, it's just thank you. Like he's really walking in his calling and changing the lives of a lot of Black entrepreneurs and will continue to. Like I could definitely, Marquel is probably going to be like the Zig Ziglar of the, or, you know, something of that. Like his work is going to live on forever. Forever. And I just can't wait to see, you know, what we do here at CAU in 2021 and beyond.
Oh, that's so fun. He's gonna blush when he sees that. He's gonna go, yeah. What do you mean by that?
Right. He's gonna send me a message. Hey, see, I saw that. So can you expand on that for me a little bit? But no, I told him and Dre this before, and I'm still trying to figure it out. I legit want to fire all my clients and just like, but I, you know, it got to make sense though. Right. Or, you know, or be allowed to, or, you know, I put myself in a position where if I'm writing copy for anybody, it's because I choose to, especially if I get to the mode where I want to start training copywriters. Yeah, I'm locked in for life, though.
Yeah. I told them that, too. I said, I'm going to stop telling y'all that.
Especially if I start working with, it's a wrap. I don't need any more clients. Because what y'all going to teach me that I already don't know? and sometimes I start working with people and I'm like, y'all need to be in CAU. I don't even want to do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what, when I see them, I go, okay, so show me this. And they don't, you know, I'm like, oh man, you know, we do it so well that it's like, okay, go do that and then come back to me because you're so not ready. You are so far from the seven figure spot. Like we just can't even have the same conversations.
Right.
So that's super exciting. And I want to thank you so much for your time. I know I took you away from an event that you were supposed to, you know, be at just so that we could hurry and jump on this. I am going to send it to him so that he can see this special message from you. And I know that everybody out there watching, not only if you need your verbiage or your wording right, okay, but, you know, just take the three tips she gave you and you should make enough money to be able to afford her now because she's up there because she's changing the game for everybody. So thank you, my friend. It is my honor to serve and to interview you today. And
it was fun. It was so much fun.
Yay.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
This is the podcastfactory.com.
Completely redesigned Bashani radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.